I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. President Bush toured flood-ravaged Iowa this week, even as floodwaters threatened several other Midwest states, the worst it's been in 15 years. Christian Reformed World Relief Committee's Bill Adams says their teams are ready for the cleanup, but the immediate needs that they're often meeting are spiritual.
The message that we tell all of our volunteers is always be ready to sit down and talk to a homeowner. And I can't tell you all of the stories that we hear of people that just see the work that we're doing and they ask us why. And our people are very open in telling them why. It's because of the love that we have for Christ.
Next, in Sri Lanka, hundreds of thousands of people have been driven from their homes by unusually heavy monsoon floods. Gospel for Asia teams are already rushing food supplies to families who have no food or shelter after downpours destroyed their crops and homes. Much more food is needed, as well as medical supplies. GFA missionaries plan to help repair and rebuild homes damaged by the floods. You can help provide for these basic needs and share the hope of the gospel. And Bibles for the World's Moy Podaiti says the ministry began a strategic outreach program in Punjab 3 years ago amid strong resistance to Christianity. The state is the birthplace of the Sikh religion and the only state of India with a Sikh majority. Only two of the state's 96 people groups are known to have any Christians in their communities.
This year our goal is to distribute 500,000 homes. And with the bicycles to speed up their way, our national missionaries are very much challenged to undertake this task. It costs 25 cents a copy.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also do it safely and securely at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.